When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback.
Andrew Whitworth at 4 o'clock on our show. Olin Krutz joins us. Like you talk about, we got some heavyweights here.
Legend. Legend, baby. Legend.
Olin, shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
The leader of the whole deal, Olin Krutz. He's the heartbeat. He's the soul. He's out there leading the line along with Brian Urlacher, the team captains.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Just from my perspective of been here since 1998 and been watching quarterbacks play and got the snap to Eric Kramer and got the snap to Jay Cutler and 18 other guys in between.
You just hit me, man. I forgot that it was Eric Kramer was here our rookie year that you've snapped to all going. I mean, I know it's been 20, but when you hear the names of Eric Kramer on that list all the way to Jay Cutler, that's, oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of sad, isn't it? That's really sad. But
at the Bears offense, led by quarterback Eric Kramer, who's in front of him, a good offensive line, Heck Perry, Olin Krutz. Center, Valerio and James Big Cat Williams.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Brody, I'm one good point away from my bonus, so help me out here.
hey, Olin, I always got answers for you, Olin.
Olin, did you have any of those? No, I just need one a year. That's all I need. Oh, you mean bonuses? No.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and ChicagoRoofingContractors.org. We're here with our friends from Circa Sports Illinois live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village until 6 o'clock. And now we get the opportunity to talk with our guy. And quite honestly, like we've had a lot of cool people on the show today, and we still got to talk with Mike Golic Sr. coming up at 5, but there's no one that I wanted to talk to more today than Olin Krutz because he has lived in this rivalry.
Yeah, man.
He understands it.
Some
in a
applause
way.
Applause from actual humans out here.
Yeah,
Olin.
Man. Oh, we appreciate you jumping on. How you doing? Did we lose Olin?
Might have.
Oh, no.
Possible.
Because he's the person I mostly wanted to talk to.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. Just got to talk to me. How are you?
You all right? I got the shirt.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we got you.
We got you now.
We got you, Olin. Cool, all
man.
Good.
Oh, man. How are you feeling right now? We're about 24 hours away from kickoff. How are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I feel good about the Chicago Bears. I was just saying that to your first point that there was no one I wanted to talk to more than you and Spiegs and about this game and about what these players are about to experience and the way this town is on fire and the Bears have played themselves into the second seed and had a great year. And here we are. No one better to play than the Green Bay Packers to get everybody excited, to get everybody going. I'm excited about this football game. I'm sure you guys are excited about this football game. I'm sure the fans sitting there with you guys are excited about this football game, man. I mean, it's just, it really is fun when the Chicago Bears are in the playoffs, when the Chicago Bears are a relevant football team, and when the Chicago Bears play the Green Bay Packers.
Olin, when you think about a playoff atmosphere at Soldier Field, what do you think about? What comes to mind and comes to the sensations in your body, in your memory?
You know me. I mean, that's where I played most of my whole career. So what comes to mind is driving down to Soldier Field, waiting the night before, how excited the city is. It's the best city in the NFL, man, to play a football game. Obviously, they're on the lakefront, how passionate the fans are. And then, as you guys know, and I think Kevin Byard talked about the electricity when you're playing the Green Bay Packers, and I got to experience that. It wasn't a great experience at the end, but in 2010, when we played them in the NFC Championship game, and how much it means to the city to beat the Green Bay Packers, to put those two teams in the same stadium for in the playoffs for the right to move on to try to compete for the Super Bowl. So, hey, man, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm sure they are. I feel excited about the football game. I'm sure they're excited about the football game. You cannot put into words what these players are about to experience when they walk out of that tunnel tomorrow night.
I feel like when you played, the way that you like harness some of that excitement was to do more work, to get back to the work, that's the way that you would anchor yourself to make sure that you were ready to play. If the young guys are coming to you and saying, oh, well, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm ready when the lights come on tomorrow night? What would be your advice to them?
Do one thing at a time, right? Just make sure your shoes are tied, right? Put your pants on, put your pads on, just one at a time, Lawrence, right? Go out and do your regular warm-up. Stay in your routine. Don't make it too big because, look, it is going to be huge. And when you walk out there, expect to have all those emotions. Use those emotions. Don't let it get to you. We saw last time the Chicago Bears played Green Bay at home. We saw all those penalties. We saw DeMarco Jackson jump on the pile, right, on the first kickoff. What the hell was he doing? But it's just that's the kind of energy, guys, that's in that stadium. And you got to make sure it affects you the right way. And a good thing is that they've been through it. Once now, the atmosphere is probably going to be almost about the same, right? Obviously, a little up a notch now, right? I mean, if you, the mistakes here are a little bigger, but really just prepare yourself. Some guys, Lawrence, you got to talk to them. You don't want to over-prepare, right? You don't want to bog yourself down. You don't want to get too many thoughts in your head. Just go out there. Your only job is to do your job. And then when it's time to make a big play, really, it's the routine, it's the fundamentals, it's the way you got ready that allows you to make the big play.
Yeah, you know, Olin, I was inside the place in the stands last time on that Saturday night against Green Bay, and that energy at the top was exactly like you're talking about. But then once they got down, felt like they stayed down. And I know the fans did, and I was looking around going, damn, this is quiet. What's up with that? But when your teammate stays down, like what do they need? They need somebody to smack them in the face. They need somebody to make them laugh. Like what do they need to get going in your experience?
Everyone's different. It's a great question by you, Speaks, but you have to know your teammate and you have to know what they need and you have to know how to talk to them and how to pick them up. The leaders on the football team, the Joe Tooneys, right? The Grady Jarretts, right? Even the Caleb Williams nowadays. And you never know who's going to be the leader in this situation. It's who steps up and says something when someone is down and you're talking about the first game. You guys remember, obviously, the play call after a good drive to start, right? In the play call where there was the fumble snap. And then it just seemed like the Bears could never really get going again. And sometimes, man, I'll talk to the fans, like, get them going. Like, don't be down, get up out of your seat, scream the whole game, no matter what is going on, right? And your team needs a little boost, get them going. You can be a part of it, right? Pick them up. Let's go, screaming, yelling while the other team is in the huddle, getting the offense going, getting the defense going. And then just when the leaders on the team just got to be very cognizant of when guys get down or when guys are harder on themselves. Some guys will be harder on themselves in this game than normal. Some guys will feel the moment. Some of them will be overwhelmed. But it's just the leaders and the coaching staff and even the coaching staffs involved, Ben Johnson, these kind of guys, get guys back going again. Some guys need a kick in the butt. Some guys need a joke. Some guys need a hug. Some guys need to be talked to. So you just got to find what you have to do for each guy. And I'm sure the leaders on this team, we've watched this team all year compete through hard situations, show gutsy performance, show their perseverance. So we've seen them all year pick each other up. They know what they need better than anybody. When you turn their film on, when you watch them compete, when you watch this team fight, you know that they know each other. You know they enjoy playing for each other. They got to harness all that good energy they've had all year. Take it out there tomorrow night and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Those sounded a lot like feelings to me, Lawrence. I don't know about
you. Oh, they were,
man.
But I know what corner I'm in. I know where I am today.
I mean, you're right there. Feeling.
There we go. There
sing it,
is,
baby.
Man.
Spiegel's Feelings Corner.
I mean, you took yourself to the feelings corner.
No. Listen, man, we're in the playoffs. I'm giving you what you need. I'm picking you up. You need my feelings? I'm giving it to you, Speaks. I got to make sure you play a good game.
I appreciate it. I need that.
It is important. All right, now let's get into a little bit of the X and O's, because I know that you've been pouring over the tape like all week long. I think about that the first game that these two teams played, and I've been racking my brain all week when I saw the betting line on this and seeing the Packers favored. It's weird to see a team that's lost four in a row, the quarterback hasn't played in 3 weeks, and the Bears are the healthier team. It's weird to me to see them favored. What reason should there have been for the Packers to be favored? What are the things that concern you about how they play?
Just the way that the Bears have been playing defense, right, is why the Packers are favored. And you guys have probably talked about that all week, and inconsistencies on our offense and them putting together a whole game and moving the ball and putting the ball in the end zone is why the Green Bay Packers are the favorite, and they have experience. Obviously, their quarterback has experience in the playoffs, and you know that Jordan Love, you know he's been out for about 3 weeks now, and they have some injuries even on their offensive front, right? They're missing Elgton Jenkins, their starting center, so Sean Ryan, their backup center, is playing. Zach Tom is coming back, but he played against the Bears the first time. You know, it's just the matchups, the wide receivers versus our cornerbacks, and can our cornerbacks step up and play a better game than they have been playing? And can we find a pass rush from somewhere, right? Can our defensive line, can Grady Jarrett, can Javon Dexter, can Montez Sweat, can Austin Booker, can they find a way to harass Jordan Love? Obviously, Jordan Love got hit in the last game. Austin Booker beat the backup tackle that was in as an extra tight end for the Green Bay Packers. But stop the run, Lawrence, first, right? Get to the quarterback. That's why that quarterback and the way LaFleur designs plays, and you watch the same film as me, and they find the one-on-one matchups, and they find a matchup on the safety, and then they find a matchup in the slot on the cornerback that they want to go against, and Jordan Love sees it, and they're well prepared. LaFleur is a very good offensive coach, finding mismatches in the pass game, right? And just the fact that, the Bears offense, the way they looked against the Detroit Lions, the way the Bears looked against the Detroit Lions is probably why the Packers are favored going into this game tomorrow night.
Olin, you love the run game. I love the run game, and we've had so much fun thinking about the way the Bears have been aggressive and have set the tone. I hope they do it again. I hope they keep doing it, even if it gets stopped. Mm-hmm. What kind of run plays do you want to see? What kind of pacing do you want to see out of this run game tomorrow?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think the Chicago Bears do a nice job formationing things to gain advantage. The Baltimore Ravens, right, put 300 yards rushing on the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, people talk a lot about Micah Parsons, and he is out. And I'm sure you guys have also talked about Devontae Wyatt, right? They're really good nose guard who's been out for a while now, and eventually all these things start to catch up to you, and it looked to me like it caught up to them against the Baltimore Ravens. By them, I mean the Green Bay Packers, and the Baltimore Ravens did a nice job coming out in 13 personnel with three tight ends, putting Patrick Ricard at fullback. That I formation seems to give the Packers a little trouble, and you can gain advantages by formationing them and finding extra blocks and deciding which way you're going to want to go with the play at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see the Chicago Bears. I think that when they did it the first game, it was with Durham Smith. They put him at fullback in the I formation. That way the Packers couldn't figure out which way the Baltimore Ravens were going to go with the football. I seem to give them a little problem, so I look to see that a little bit. And obviously you want to run right behind Jonah Jackson and Big Darnell, right, and Dahlman over there, and Joe Tooney and Ozzie Trapillo, and this offensive line, to me, guys, best unit on the field coming up Saturday night, and I think they have a chance to really take over the game, really control the game, and then just there's going to be third or twos, 33, 34, and that's the time Caleb's just got to stay in that pocket and make that play to keep those drives going, because the time of possession has been a problem lately, right, leading up to this football game. Like you're saying, run the ball. You don't got to be overly stubborn, man. We got Burden, right? We got Colston Loveland. We got Caleb Williams. We got DJ Moore. We got Roma Dunze coming back. We got Cole Kmet, right? We got DeAndre Swift to match up on a linebacker out of the backfield, which Caleb missed a couple times in the last game, and I'm sure they talked about that. Well, hey, man, if they're going to bring Quay Walker and leave Cooper one-on-one with Swift and he's on an option route, let's go to him, right? Let's get him the ball. They're on a third or four or less. So those kind of things. But obviously the run game, to me, with the weather, with the wind, with how cold it's going to be, it's going to be extremely important. And that's why you build that offensive line. Ryan Poles, man, tip of cap to him. That offensive line he put together, Coach Dan Roshar. Let's get those big boys moving downhill. But it is stubborn with it. But Caleb, them, you can trust in them to make their plays that they have to make to move the football, to keep the ball on the Bears' side and move the ball down the field. You know, in the first game against the Packers, there was what you're talking about was there was a 17 play, 83 yard drive, 8 minutes and 32 seconds, right? 57 of those yards were on the ground, right? 57 of those yards. And we said Caleb was playing good and hitting throws, 57 of those yards in the offensive line and the running backs running downhill at them. So those are the things I expect to see from the Chicago Bears.
Tomorrow from 4 until 6:45, the pregame show right here on The Score. That man, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, they're going to get you set for the matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Oh, you talked a little bit about the Bears' defensive issues, and Spiegs and I have been talking to everyone that we can find, anyone that played the game, and been asking their opinion on how to mix up coverages. And look, we know that you're not going to stay in one defense for an entire game. That would be stupid. But how would you think that Dennis Allen will try to what looks do you think he'll throw at him? Like, we've had the conversation about two-man. We've had quarters conversation. Them in man coverage for a majority of the time seems like it's a bad idea. What would you suggest?
Yeah, he's got to go in and out of what you can't just change everything, right, the last week. But he's got to sometimes show man and go to zone, right? He's got to show zone and go to man and hide it a little bit from Jordan Love. But Lawrence, man, when you play a team like this the third time in, what is this, 6 or 7 weeks, right? There's not a lot. You can't hide a lot of things. You can't change a lot of things. The guys on the field are going to have to win. Lawrence, Jalen Johnson is going to have to win. Tyreek Stevenson, Byard, Brisker, Nashawn Wright, they just got to win. They got to win against these receivers. Now, obviously, the weather may affect the pass game a little bit, but you know, Montez Sweat, you know, the pass rush always goes with coverage, right? You can play all these inverts, cover three, invert, cover six, cover four, quarters to try to hide people. But eventually someone's got to make a play. Someone's going to have to cover, you know, Romeo Doubs. Someone's going to have to cover Christian Watson and stay with him. Obviously, we don't want them in third and 10 in man coverage. We've seen a little bit of that too much on third downs for the Green Bay Packers. They're one of the best teams in the league on third downs. But guys are just, you know, the defensive line, Lawrence, I'd like to see him play more snaps, right? I'd like to see Montez up to about 90% right now with Dayo out. And the guys we have coming off the edge, and Grady Jarrett just playing more, and Javon Dexter, and not a lot of substitutions. They just got to go in there, get some pressure on Love, and then in the coverage situations, combo coverages, and trying to hide things from these guys. And all you're really saying is, man, I don't know. I don't know if we can cover them, right? I don't know if we can do it, but I'm sure there will be some times when you see the simulated pressures from Dennis Allen. There'll be some times when they drop into zone, and a problem you worry about, you know, I was thinking about that watching film this week. Like, hey, man, why don't they go to this, you know, like Halfley show sometimes where it looks like simulated pressure, but all of a sudden they're in cover two with a D lineman or a linebacker dropping to the middle of the field, and there's no way you could have figured that out pre-snap. The thing I worry about that is if you all of a sudden you put that in this week, then you worry about, you know, communication problems. You worry about, you know, assignment bus, and does somebody have that guy? Who was supposed to have that guy? So you got to come to the party with what you believe in, and then the players got to step up and make plays and do their job and compete against the Green Bay Packers who they're about to go against.
Hey, Olin, I love what your idea about Montez playing a lot. I mean, like, come on, it's time.
Yeah, it's time.
How about Billings? How about Big Bill? Every time I see Big Bill running on and off the field, I am exhausted. And then I think, like, man, that's a lot of running on and off the field.
Yeah.
And I also think from my time as a center, which I know you have a tremendous amount of respect
dominating,
for,
it's like, you're dominating center.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wouldn't want to line up against Big Bill. Like, sometimes I wonder, why isn't he just out there a lot and let him just beat the hell out of the center or the guard just about every time and let that take a cumulative effect, even if it doesn't happen on one play, you know?
Yeah, Big Bill, all those guys, right? They're going to have to play, to me, a little bit more come tomorrow night, right? Because, you know, Chris Williams is their other backup. And, you know, now that Jonathan Ford is playing on the Packers, I don't even know who the backup nose guard on the Chicago Bears is, right? And you got Austin Booker, you got Robinson, right? You got, I think, Shoyinka might still be out with a concussion. Yep, yeah. So it's kind of like, they're down a few guys there, and they don't have a lot of big bodies to put in there. So Big Bill is very important, and he gets pressure too on the quarterback on pass plays, has a couple of nice pass moves, has a lot of power to drive guys back. We just talked about probably Green Bay's Packers would have been their only Pro Bowl offensive lineman besides Zach Tom would have been Elton Jenkins, who played center. Talked about him being out. So you're going against Sean Ryan from UCLA, the backup center, right? So Billings can have like to see him there and create a lot of havoc in the run game there against the Green Bay Packers. And just, you know, the Green Bay Packers have lost two very important guys in the middle of both their lines. And I just like to see the Chicago Bears take advantage of that, right? Show that we are healthy. We have our guys. We got all our starters up here. Let's dominate the game in the middle of the field. We talk about a lot on this show, right? The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football, right? So right where that football is, man, let's dominate, right? They got backups in the game, the Packers. Let's make it look like they have backups in the game. A lot of talk about they haven't won since Parsons has been out, and that's true. But Parsons was the domino that fell after they've lost a bunch of guys already. And that's what they're trying to recover from, right? Devontae Wyatt, Elton Jenkins, Parsons, Tucker Kraft, right? There's not a Hall of Fame quarterback over there in Green Bay anymore, right? There's not Charles Woodson playing safety, another Hall of Famer over there in Green Bay right now. So perfect chance for our guys to step up and take over this game and dominate right where the football is getting snapped.
Oh, as always, man, we appreciate you getting us prepared. And the Score listener, the Bears fan that's within the sound of your voice, like I can see those people like banging on their steering wheel listening to you as they get ready, man. We appreciate you
so
much.
I hope so. I've been banging on my steering wheel, man, all day. I had boxing today in my gym. I couldn't stop punching people, right? It's just exciting, man. This is a big game. And you guys find any 50-year-old retired Packers who want to do like a one-on-one pass rush, let me know.
You got it, O.
We'll find him.
We'll be listening
down
on the post-game show, my man.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
That is our guy, Olin Kruitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.